Good evening and welcome to Destinies. I'm Dr. Howard Margolin, and tonight the voice of science fiction presents the Celtic folk rock band Emerald Rose at the Icon 23 Cabaret. In addition, we'll hear some music from the soundtrack of Trekkies 2. But first, Dwight Schultz and Robert O'Reilly relate some 5th and 6th season trivia in Part 9 of Bill Foran's Nitpickers Fun and Games for Next Generation Trekkers.
Audioscope presents Nitpickers Fun and Games for Next Generation Trekkers by Phil Ferrand.
Violations. Stardate 45429.3 through 45435.8.
When did the unexplained comas in Epsilon L system occur?
Stardates 45321 and 45323.
The Masterpiece Society. Stardate 45470. Point one.
How many generations have lived in the genetically engineered society?
8.
Conundrum. Stardate 45494.2.
What does Holodeck Program 47C contain?
The Cliffs of Heaven on Sumiko 4.
How many phaser banks does the Enterprise have?
10.
Power play. Stardates 45571.2 through 45572.1.
What was the designation of the Essex?
NCC-173.
Essex. Stardate 45587.3.
The crisis with the transport ship Denver delayed the Enterprise's survey of which sector?
Sector 37628.
The Outcast. Stardates 45614.6 through 45620.4.
What is the name of the shuttle used by Riker and Thorin?
Magellan. Look closely near the front of the shuttle when Riker and Sorin walk around the outside of it.
When was the Federation found?
In 21? 61?
Cause and effect. Star date 45652.1.
What card did Riker need to complete his straight in the poker game?
A 9. Data dealt Riker an 8, a 10, a jack, and a 7.
The first duty. Stardate 45703.9.
What is Kadek Hajar's first name?
Gene. Locorno refers to it when trying to convince Wesley not to tell the truth.
Cost of living. Stardate 45733.6.
What is the structural integrity of the Philithium Chanta when the metal parasites leave the ship?
28%.
The perfect mate. Stardates 45761.3 through 45766.1.
When was Kamala separated from her parents?
At age 4.
Imaginary friend. Stardate 45852.1.
What is the name of the nebula?
FGC-47.
Name, the occupations of LaForge's parents.
His father was an exoologist. His mother, a command officer.
Iborg. Stardates 45854.2.
What is Hugh's designation?
Third of five.
What is the mass of the Borg ship that comes for Hugh?
It is 2.5 million metric tons.
The next phase. Stardate unknown.
In how many different cultures did Data research funerary customs?
More than 5,000.
The Inner Light. Stardate 45944.1.
What is Picard's occupation in his alternate life?
He is an iron weaver.
Time's Arrow. Stardates 45959.1 through 45965.3.
When was the 45 caliber double action cavalry pistol invented by Colt Firearms?
In 1873.
What is the date on the newspaper data find shortly after arriving in the 19th century?
August 13th, 1893.
Time's Arrow, Part 2. Stardate 46001.3.
What is the number of Data's room in the Hotel Bryan?
Number 314.
What phaser frequency setting does LaForge recommend Picard use to return to the 24th century?
Frequency 0.047.
Realm of Fear. Stardate 46041.1 through 46043.6.
What technological breakthrough stopped the illness transporter psychosis?
Multiplex pattern buffers.
What temperature does Barclay request the first time he orders water?
10 degrees Celsius.
Man of the People. Stardates 46071.6 through 46075.1.
Whose counseling session did Troy cancel?
Ensign Janeway.
When did Troy die and what did she die from?
Death occurred at 1400 hours, 30 minutes from respiratory and renal failure.
Relics, Stardate 46125.3.
What scan does Data use to locate the Janolan?
FWD Navigational Scan 302.
What is the name of the shuttle Picard loans to Scotty?
Goddard.
Schisms. Stardates 46154.2 through 46191.2.
When does Picard give Crusher her first taste of his Aunt Adele's hot toddy?
During the episode Cause and Effect.
How many classifications of tables does the computer have?
It has 5,047.
I'm the expendable guy. don't even have something good for me to do. One in a million that I will survive. Lucky that I'm still alive. I'm the expendable guy. I know you use me like you use my friends. I'm just an extra, I know how the story ends. I'm new, I magically appear to die.
That was The Expendable Guy by Ash Productions from the soundtrack of Trekkies 2. Now for some more convention music, we return to the Icon 23 Cabaret, hosted by Gula Gogo's Vlad Sepes.
To entertain you, the ever-pronounceable Emerald Rose!
Thank you. Good evening! We're going to start off with a love song to the sky. It's a love song to the muse of astronomers. Her name is Urania. She makes human beings crawl out of the cold and dark and lie on their backs and stare up at the moon. Spend second mortgages to buy really cool Celestron telescopes and follow Venus across the sky. We're very pleased to be playing here at the famous Trapdoor stage. Is now legendary. No extra charge for that. I keep expecting like a flaming whip to come up from the depths.
What the fools?
Cold space tempts astronomers from their seat, teaches things beyond the reach human can, gives them answers in their dreams. Tide and time are lovers, and her heart is a star. She calls mine to Mr. Thank you. weeks and days. Spend the nights with the beautiful muse. Darkest space, all the tresses of her night blacked out. And on her brow, the crescent moon. Stars join in on the chorus, and she wakes me up at night. Celestial symphonies. I call her name on the essence of a night long prayer. She shows me secrets in her wings. Are you listening? She opens up my mind.
Yes. Formed a little posse, went in to have a talk with his new town hussy. They went in ready for some crushes. When they came on out, they were giggling and a blushing. They were all now men. 3 days later, he wasn't even walking from the vampire.
Bring up my
Background is Beam Me Up by Fred Schneider and Pat Irwin from the soundtrack of Trekkies 2. Look for the film on DVD from Paramount Home Entertainment. Next week, the voice of science fiction will be live for our annual phone interview with author Keith DeCandido, whose latest books include Dragon Precinct and the novelizations of the Resident Evil movies. On December 10th, Christopher DeFilippis will be back with a new installment of The Flip Side. And in 3 weeks, you'll hear a Destiny's Radio Theater presentation of the Discordia production December 17. If you have any comments about our program or would like to request copies of this or any previous broadcast, you can write to Destiny's, care of WUSB-FM, Stony Brook University, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. Or you can call me at 631-632-6901 on Wednesdays after 8 p.m. You can also send email to destinies1@AOL.com. And while you're online, visit Emerald Rose at www.emeraldrose.com. To hear rebroadcasts of Destinies, as well as most of the country's other science fiction radio shows, go to www.cosmiclandscapes.com. Destinies is produced by a member of the Stony Brook Science Fiction Forum in association with WUSB. The forum meets on Tuesday nights at 8:30 in room 029 in Harriman Hall on the Stony Brook University campus and holds movie nights on Thursdays at 8. Until next Friday at 11:30 p.m. when we'll speak with Keith DeCandido, this is Howard Margolin wishing you the best of all possible Destinies.